right, again, if you've just come on the call, my name is Debbie Rosas, and I'm here tonight to share with you the NEA technique. This is a call for the general public, and I'm hoping that you all are ready to really jump right in and learn a little bit more about NEA, whether you're new to NEA or whether you're an existing student. I think I have some fun information to share with you about the upper extremities this evening. So I'm going to give it about one more minute and we'll get started on our call. If you've just joined us, if you'll hit *6 on your phone, that'll mute your call. And then when we get ready to ask questions, all you have to do is hit *6 and it'll unmute your call and I'll be able to hear you. Awesome, awesome. Tomorrow night we have a call for intensive graduates and teachers, and we'll be talking a little more in depth about the same topic, but a little more focused on teachers and sharing information that helps teachers share the joy of NEA from a teacher perspective. All right. Well, we'll get started, and my name is Debbie Rosas. I'm one of the co-founders of the technique, which is a fitness and wellness program whereby you learn to use movement to improve your health and to improve your well-being. And NEA was actually created in 1983, so as of July 25th, NEA will begin to celebrate her 25th year. So we're quite excited about that. It's been an exciting journey that I can say has certainly changed my body and life, and NEA continues to experience my body. If you can get specific, come on the call. To mute your call, please hit *6 to mute your call. Just come on. Thank you. And NEA has certainly continued to change my body and life and improve the quality of my life as I age and as I grow older. At 57, I can tell you that the joy I experience in my body and the love and respect that I feel for my body is truly due to the relationship I've developed from practicing NEA. And I'm lucky that NEA has come through me and continues to come through me. And I know that if I was a student looking at a practice, not only the quality of my life, but also my fitness and the way I function, it certainly would be NEA as my choice. The discussion tonight brings us to a body that is the most expressive part, and it's a part of the body that you use a lot without even thinking. In NEA, we call it the upper extremities, or the creative arm and hand expressions. And what's unique to NEA in the way that we use the arms and the hands is that we draw upon the chemistry and the energy of three arts. And those three arts are martial arts, dance arts, and healing arts. And when you look at the movements that we use in NEA, which, by the way, are outlined beautifully in the NEA Technique book, starting on page 142, we talk about the blocks and we go through all of the upper body, arm, and hand techniques. You really get an opportunity to see the variety of movements, and you get to see also the variety and how the variety of movements from martial arts, dance arts, and healing arts really provide very unique conditioning. So again, if you've just come, you'll hit *6, please. That will mute your call. Tonight I want to talk to you about using your hands and arms by integrating the wisdom of the three arts. And I believe that what you're going to discover is that when you pay attention to how you use your hands, consciously using them in very unique ways in class, you can benefit not only developing upper body strength and flexibility and muscle definition without the use of weights, but you can also give class feeling much more connected and much more balanced in terms of energy flow between the top of the bottom and the top of the body and the lower body connected as one. So the creative arm and hand expressions include different parts of the body. That includes your hands and all 10 fingers. So right now, open your hands wide and spread them, and you're actually doing a Nia movement that we call web spaces. And that is, you're looking at your hands, palms face up, and you can see your fingers. That's the physical part of you. But what about what's in between? That is the energy part of you. That is your connection to the energy space. So web spaces, when you spread your hands, connect you truly to the space, which is full and it's vast. The 10 fingers, your thumbs, index, middle, ring, and little finger, each play a very important role in not only directing energy, but emotionally connecting you to an experience, and also directing energy along a certain pathway in your body. The upper extremities and hand expressions also include much more than your hands and 10 fingers. It includes your wrist, which is the part of your body that allows you to flex your palm or point your fingers down and circle your hand. Your forearm bones, the only two bones in the body that spiral, that make it possible for you to turn a doorknob. And these two bones play an important role in functionally using your upper body in ways that protect your shoulder girdle. The elbows are also included, and that's a joint that really connects you to the center of your arm. Just like your knee connected to the center of the leg, the elbow connects you to the center of the arm. And your elbow is a joint that is meant to move energy, not really provide support or stability, but move energy, like all other joints. And then your upper arm bone. And I like to think of the upper arm bone as kind of a directional signal that moves things up or down or across the body or out to the side. So wherever the arm bone goes, the rest of the arm parts follow. So for instance, if you take your upper arm bone and move it across your body, you'll notice that your forearm and wrist and hand also move across your body. So I can direct my creative arm and hand expression with my upper arm bone, or with my elbow, or with my hand. So you have three important parts that you can place attention on to activate the movement and also to create the hand, the elbow, and the upper arm bone. So the movements from the martial arts are powerful. The movements from the dance arts are very expressive. And the movements from the healing arts are just that. They're meant to be healing. Healing arts first. And the healing arts really are all about you consciously understanding how form creates function. And the form that we talk about is the body's way. The body's way of in Nia is looking at the design of the body, in this case the bones and the joints, and letting the design of the body tell us how we should be using our body and how we should be functioning. And when we follow the body's way, we actually can self-heal. So for example, to bring your arms up above your head, the body's way says, turn your palms up. Why? Because the shoulder joint then is open. So right now, with your palms hanging, turn your palms up and bring them way up above, almost as though you're reaching for the clouds. And then to bring your hands down, turn your palms down, as if stroking or painting the wall with a downward stroke. By following the body's way, palms up when you bring the arms up and palms down when you bring the arms down, you're able to respect the design of the shoulder joint, which is a very shallow joint, which tells us I'm designed for lots of mobility, but I'm not designed for stability. Therefore, palms up when you bring the hands up. If you bring the arms up with the palms down, basically you're trying to lift your hand with a closed joint. That is dysfunctional. and will eventually affect the alignment, the function, and the energy flow. So healing arts teach us to really look at the map of the body, follow its design, and improve how we do what we do by functionally using the body. The healing arts, on the other hand, is all about precision. So that's where we learn to pay attention to the detail, and we learn to develop correct technique because we're using force, we're using speed, we're using agility. And therefore, you want to focus on using individual parts of the body, not only functionally, but also in a way where you feel that you can do the movement and you feel relaxed. And this is where the practice comes in, whether it's practicing a block or a hand strike. And in the case of Nia with martial arts, what we're looking for you to connect to what we call positive tension. And positive tension means that you feel the dynamic energy or efforting, the amount of energy you need to create the movement, and you feel the positive tension of strength or the positive tension of stability, which says stop, or the positive tension of agility, which means you're starting and stopping. And this is an organic way of moving, an organic strength, an organic flexibility when you have positive tension. Negative tension is sensed as, I can't keep this up. I'm getting tired. I can't do it anymore. I hurt. That's a negative tension. And so to improve your craft and your technique, which is why you practice the moves over and over and over in martial arts, it means that something that requires a tremendous amount of power and what could have seemed like a lot of effort, actually effortless because your body has mechanically discovered how to do the movement in a very organic and natural way. We call this organic precision versus a mechanical movement. Now, dance arts, on the other hand, is all about expression. And if you look at the three arts that we draw upon, we draw from jazz, which is fun, showmanship, and expression. Lots of wide hands like that web space hand you experienced, or lots of gestures where you're saying no, 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 and your hands are gesturing no, or waving. And in modern dance, the hands would be a part of the drama. They'd be a part of creating the shape and space. And in Duncan dance, the hands would be a complete gesture of the energy moving up and out, very childlike, very expressive, with lots of fingers floating up to the sky. So it's a very, very playful, gentle kind of with the hands. So the expressiveness of dance art means that you're going to run energy through your entire body differently. Think about that, through your entire body differently because of the way you use your hands. And when I said that the hands connect the upper body and lower body, basically what occurs is from the body's way, when your hands are moving and they're involved in an activity, such as imagining that you're plucking something, or imagining that you're fluffing up the space, or imagining that you're painting, imagining you're catching flies, imagining you're chopping, your body experiences a systemic movement, and that is whole, systemic meaning whole. So that includes not only hands, but think about this, your breath as well. So the hands, while they may seem, you know, like such a small part of the movement, play a critical role in helping you breathe, move systemically, to move in a functional way, and also to activate different kinds of movement and different sensations that go far beyond the five sensations of strength, flexibility, mobility, agility, and stability. And that is due to the emotional quality that is naturally occurring when you are involved in consciously doing a movement with the intent to heal, as in healing arts, or consciously doing a hand movement in martial arts because of precision and protection, using the hand as if it's a weapon, or dance art, intending to be expressive and to be emotional. All of the arts, each one, affect the hand. So consciously paying attention to what you do with the hands is going to dramatically change how you move as a whole, it's also going to change the benefits that you receive from any single NIA workout that you do. Whether it be using your fingers to direct energy along different pathways or doing functional hand movement, such as holding and grasping or pulling and plucking, or using your hands and noticing how it triggers different kinds of breathing, as in throwing your hands up and yelling yes or no and shaking your fist, or touching to connect to sensation, or using your forearms to spiral the bones as if opening a doorknob, or hanging your upper arm bones so that your shoulders are relaxed, or connecting to the inner arch of your hand through your thumb, index, and middle finger, or using repetition to feel new sensations, or using movement so that you can feel not only your hands involved in touching even the imaginary spaces, and also touching them, as in bringing both hands together, and now, right now you can do this, just rub your hands together briskly. That touch, that sensation that you're creating through your hands is going to activate sensation in the hands, and therefore make your hands much more interactive when you're dancing NIA, whether it's a martial art, a dance move, or a healing art move. And keep in mind that as we look at the body's way, it's very clear that our hands are meant to be an expressive part. They're meant to communicate. They're also meant to nurture, and they're also meant to protect. I'd like to open up the conversation now for questions that you might have, and once again remind you to learn more about the hand techniques. You can check out the NIA book, which you can find on our website at www.nianow.com. And also, if you've not signed up for the NIA newsletter that's free, the next few months we are focusing on the upper arm extremities, creative arm and hand expressions. My name is Debbie Rosas. I'd love to take any questions that you might have. All you need to do is hit *6 to unmute the call. I'm happy to talk to you right now.
Debbie?
Yes.
This is Joy Matthews. I'm over here in Pendleton, Oregon.
Oh, Joy, how are you? I haven't seen you or talked to you in a long time. I hope you're well.
I am. I got I raised my last teenager, and now I'm all better.
Oh, my goodness. That's an expressive experience, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is.
Right. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, teaching again as a blue belt, and I can't get on the phone tomorrow night as I'll be in an anatomy and physiology class.
Okay.
And so is the teacher's teleconference tomorrow night, will it be taped so that I can listen to it?
Yes, it will. It will be taped and you can go on. It usually takes Andy about 48 hours to get it up, but you'll be able to hear it. And if you have any problems, call the office. We'll tell you how to get on to it.
Okay, that's perfect. And it's
super.
So good to hear your voice.
Good
and
to
I'm
hear
great.
You, Joy.
I'm going to sign off and goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Joy. Okay, Debbie Rosas, love to take a question. Hit to unmute your call.
Hello, Debbie?
Yes.
This is Carla Winter in Walnut Creek.
Hi, Carla. Nice to speak to you.
Nice to speak with you, and I just love the blue belt. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Regarding hand techniques, some of the things I do in my other life work activities really involve excessive repetitive work with my hands.
Okay.
And in terms of NIA technique to counterbalance some of the overuse I have in one in another area, is what do you suggest?
Well, the muscles that really get fatigued and overused a lot when you do a repetitive movement are all the muscles of the forearm and that cross the elbow and the wrist joint. So what you need to do is to constantly change the relationship of gravity or the force along the forearm bones and along the wrist joint and the elbow. So I would say that the repetitive movement that you do, if you can repeat it like 4 or 5 times and shake your arms out, that's really good. Another thing is to squeeze your forearm muscles with your other hand. And what you'll notice when you do that is your fingers may start to move on their own just because you're squeezing that muscle. Airbrushing is really good, where you take your palm and you brush down So as if trying to brush your fingers off, that's a really good way. Shaking is one of the best that you can do to keep the arms relaxed. So basically, what's natural to the body is to have your fingers hang down. The moment we start engaging them and bringing them up, or bringing them up higher, as if somebody is working as a barista, working a coffee machine, that repetitive movement then is going to really demand that you have excellent form and excellent alignment, which doesn't always happen when we have to do repetitive movement. So lots of relaxation and shaking for the forearms and the hands. Rubbing the hands together and airbrushing are some of the best that you can do.
Thank you for your suggestion.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Debbie Rose, take another question. And hit *6 and ask your question. Anybody have a question for Debbie Rosa?
Debbie?
Yes.
This is Linda Martin. I'm in the Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area with Mary Singler and Trish Freeman.
Oh, wonderful.
Nice
to have you on the call tonight.
Thank you. I've been taking NIA for about 3 years and hope to get my white belt sometime in the next year. But I had a shoulder problem. I've had it several times in my life, and I had it in September, and I feel like my shoulder is just now healing. But I'm wondering, hearing your things about moving your palms upward, I've never heard that before. If you have some suggestions to keep myself from injuring my shoulder, but also to help it continue to heal.
Yeah. Do you spend a lot of time with your palms down, like typing or writing? Do you do a lot of activities where your palms face down, or is?
No, actually, I'm a therapist, so I sit all day and listen to people's problems.
Okay. So one of the things that happens with therapists generally is they tend to get really comfortable in their chair,
mm-hmm.
and what that means is kind of rounding the shoulder, and your
yep.
palms are down in your lap, or you're writing notes.
That's
so
true.
Your shoulder joint is closed.
Mm-hmm.
If you sit with your palms up in your lap, that is going to open the shoulder joint. What you really want to do is to rotate the upper arm bone so the shoulder joint is open.
Oh.
What's most important is when your palms are up in your lap, you're going to be inhaling and taking more breath in. It's also going to help to keep your heart open and your chest open. And energetically, that's important when you're helping to heal people so that you don't take it inward, but you actually are constantly pulsing energy out from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's also very important that you get appropriate support from your low back and behind your heart center when you're sitting for a long period of time. So I'd be very careful to look and make sure that my chair supports me being upright so that my shoulders can be dropped down and that you're vertical so that you're not rounded over. That's really important.
Those are great suggestions, and it's funny you said that because we can order a chair made for us, an ergonomic chair, and I'm in the process of trying to do that.
Awesome. And, you know, and also, you know, get beyond the chair. It can be really great to get down on the floor with your clients, sit on the floor,
mm-hmm.
Sit on balls,
sit
on stools. Changing the way people sit in their body oftentimes can help them to open up in a very unique way.
That's a great idea, too. I work mostly with girls with eating disorders, so that
helpful. And that's you know, anything you can do to get them in their body and feeling sensations is a great thing.
Thank you. Great.
You're welcome. This is Debbie Rosas. Love to take another question that you might have. Hit *6 and announce yourself and give me your question. This is Debbie Rosas. If you have a question for me, please hit *6. We've got just a couple more minutes. Otherwise, I'll talk. You know I will.
Debbie, this is Audrey in San Diego.
Hi, Audrey.
Hi. I'm a NIA Blue Belt. I have a question for you regarding arm strength. And,
okay.
I seem to have difficulty with arm movements over my head.
Okay.
And so a lot of the routines I'm finding can tire out my arm?
Okay, this is a great question, Audrey. So let's look at the body's way and your body's way. And if you don't remember what that is, refer back to the NIA Technique book where we talk about the body's way, which is the body has a certain design, which means there's a certain function we can attain and achieve. Now, your body's way, based on how you've been living in your body, may have created a certain form where the function is not fully there, which means you start to bring your arms above your head, and let's say that because of the way you've been using your body, your shoulder joints are locked or your shoulder blades are frozen. So that means that when you bring your arms up above your head or attempt to, that instead of your shoulder blades dropping down and swinging out and your shoulders away from your ears, everything pinches inward and upward. So it becomes a painful experience. So the lesson in NIA always is to tweak the movement so that you feel pleasure and comfort. So a couple things. Make sure that when you're bringing your arms up that you dive down with your fingertips before you bring them up, so that you go down to the earth before you bring your arms up. Also make sure that you're, when you bring your arms up, they're slightly forward in front of your body so that the back of your body, the back of the fabric of your t-shirt, could stretch slightly. And only bring your arms up to the point where it feels comfortable. When you bring your hands down, your palms go down. So begin to move your palms up and down and repeat the movement until you find a range of motion where you say, wow, this feels comfortable to me. The other thing that I want you to do is from time to time, with your forearms directly in front of you, your fingers pointing up to the ceiling, cross one elbow over the other. And then see if you can touch your palms together. And just hold that stretch for a moment. Then you uncross. You have your forearms in front of you, fingertips to the ceiling, and cross the other elbow up, touch your palms, and feel that stretch. That'll be a really nice stretch between the shoulder blades. Okay. And remember to utilize the five stages of self-healing, which are in the back of the NIA Technique book. 1 minute a day of those movements will help to realign your body in ways that single exercises cannot do.
Okay.
And I think you'll find that that'll help a lot. But don't go for the pain. Remember, it's all about the pleasure. So it sounds like you need to follow a little bit of the advice that you're probably telling your students.
Yes. Yep. Okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you. This is Debbie Rosas, and I've enjoyed talking with you. And remember, please tell your friends that if they'd like to receive the NIA newsletter, it is free. It has video tips and audio, the voices of the body. Tomorrow night, for those of you who are NIA teachers, I will be talking again.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining me. Have a great night.